The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, I'm Bills defensive end Greg Russo, and you're listening to Nate and the Fellas on Circling the Wagons podcast on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Go Bills!
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Most times. Here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
The Buffalo Bills lose a very offensively uninspiring game to the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, 9-6 this Sunday afternoon. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this recap episode of Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and we are recording from the DeLago Casino and Resort in Waterloo, New York. We came, stopped by over at the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago and was hoping that we would witness a blowout victory from the Buffalo Bills over the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that was not the case at all. We are going to discuss that game in depth. In this podcast episode, we're going to have some fun with it. It's going to be hopefully a more jovial than slam your head up against the screen sort of recap. But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to go over our thoughts on the game, some stats of the game, our sweet sassy molassy plays of the game, and our Wall of Famers and Wall of Shamers with some help from our followers on Twitter. So I'm joined by my co-hosts John and Mike, and for this special episode, we have voiceover Nick in to the episode. First, I'll start off with you, Nick. Welcome. It's been a few months since we've had you on, and welcome to this recap episode.
Yeah, it's been a real great experience that you had me on for this one. Thanks.
I'd argue that the reason why they lost is because we had you here.
I can't dispute that at this point.
I'm also joined by my co-hosts John and Mike. And I guess I'll go into it like this. This was, you know what this actually just came to me just now, was that this game was as inspiring as the last time the Bills played the Jaguars in the playoffs, and the Bills couldn't do anything offensively with Tyrod as their quarterback, and the Jaguars did just enough where they just had one more play than the Buffalo Bills, and they scored, and that was it, and that was the game. And here we are 3 years later, and it doesn't feel a whole lot different. Obviously, the Bills have a better quarterback. They're in a better situation as a franchise. But this was a very underwhelming game for the Buffalo Bills, especially on offense. I thought the Bills left a lot on the table. The offensive line was atrocious, trying to protect Josh Allen. I somewhat swear while I watch the game. I swore a lot today watching the replays and watching guys just go completely unblocked to Josh Allen. Penalties hurt, injuries hurt. The Bills defense, I thought, did a pretty good job considering just holding the Jaguars to 9 points all game long. The only thing they were missing was a few takeaways, maybe a taint interception for a touchdown, something they're missing. But just an awfully... just a rough game to watch as a Bills fan. and one that you thought that they might pull out at the end, and then they just didn't. So I'll start off with Nick, actually, with this one. I mean, does it pretty much sum up your thoughts on the game and what were your thoughts in general?
It was just disappointing all the way around. I think the bigger question is this endemic of what the offense is going to be, because they've been terrible in the red zone this year. And it's, you know, is this because teams have figured out how to play the Patrick Mahomes and the Josh Allens of the league, and so now that's the playbook that everybody's using, which seems to be pretty successful? Or is this just we're not clicking the way we should be clicking? Obviously, the offensive line gave Allen very little opportunity, so that's very clearly a problem. But still, even when they were healthy in past weeks, we're not getting the points that we should be getting, that we saw. So it's very clear the defense is doing well. They're doing their part. So it's they need some help.
Yeah. I mean, I put this on the offensive line. I mean, Dable's play calling, you know, they were throwing the ball a lot, but they just either the plays that they were running, just Josh Allen just didn't have enough time to actually execute them or what. But it felt like this 1-6 Jaguars team coming into the game had the Bills number before they even got on the field. John, I mean, I'll go with you next. I mean, is that kind of how you saw the game as well?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that Nate did not sit on the floor once during the entirety of the game.
I did not sit on the floor of the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago's carpet. I thought about it. We put in a lot of bets today. And what's funny is almost none of our bets hit. So, like, it's kind of been like a great day for us all around. This has been a fantastic, absolutely amazing day for the CTW guys, the Circling the Wagons guys. So, Mike, you know, we're talking about all the things going on with the Bills offense, lackluster day in general. Is there anything that comes to mind when you think about that? Anything else you'd like to add? Is it time for the farmer and the, is it time for the farmer parable? Or is this just it's just a loss. Even good teams lose.
What's the farmer's parable?
Oh, Mike has something for you. I feel
didn't
like
we think the Jaguars were, it was going to be a blowout? Bills were going to win by 14 and a half anyway?
Yeah, the Bills
like,
were
this seems kind of revisionist history. Like, oh, the Jags always play the Bills tough. And like, I thought the Jaguars were the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
And the Bills were the best.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened?
Isn't that really going in? Like, that's disappointing. Like, the positive I take out of today is like, oh, it feels kind of nostalgia. This is the Bills of our childhood. One last chance to relive it.
I don't want to relive
it. Before the Super Bowl, John.
I don't want to relive this, Bills.
We'll enjoy it all the more.
Just in case you guys forgot what the drought Bills were like, here's a reminder today, now.
Well, maybe we'll enjoy it next year because this is certainly not the year.
John.
We're 4 weeks away from beating Kansas City, who we thought at the time was the best team in the league, in prime time. So 4 weeks from now, who knows?
It feels like you're throwing in the towel a little early on this one.
Maybe we get some offensive linemen. I don't know where, but off the street.
We'll pass the trade deadline. So that's not gonna happen.
It won't be in a trade. That's for sure.
Well, they can't be worse if they find them on the street.
I know. No kidding. Dude, there was times, like I said, I don't normally swear at the TV. And there was a time where I watched a replay of Darrell Williams just like not even realizing he should block someone. And this guy coming straight towards Josh Allen. And thank God Josh Allen is the magician he is back there, because he dodged a free rusher. But I'm just like, what is this offensive line? Is this the biggest Achilles heel on this team? I mean, I can't think of a bigger – I mean, the Bills' pass rush – on defense was kind of lackluster, but it was nothing compared to the ineptitude of the Bills' offensive line. And it was frustrating to say the least, because I think Josh was doing what he could with what he had. And look, let's start with Josh Allen. Fire emoji rating for Josh Allen's performance today. Before I even go into the stats, he didn't have bad stats whatsoever. Just know that. What would you give out of 5, Nick? 5 fire emoji rating.
He was a solid 3 dumpster fire.
3 dumpster fire? Didn't like it, huh?
No, he actually was okay. I mean, again, he had no protection.
Turned the ball over 3 times.
Yeah. But you can't blame, like you say, you can't blame it all on him when you have 0 protection. I mean, it's not like these guys are Pee Wee League coming after him. It's like these are still NFL players coming after you. So going unchecked adds a little bit level of difficulty to things. 2. I'll go two because I don't think it's all his fault. Again, I think you go back to play calling. You go back to a lot of different things that could have gone differently. But the offensive line has to take it on the chin for this one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So two from Nick. John, how many out of five for you?
Yeah, I agree. Two was what I was going to say. Agree.
Well, I'm going to go one. I think it's the worst game that he's played that I can recall. I mean, certainly since his rookie year. I think the story, not for Bills fans, but the other Josh Allen, right? Star linebacker. that's the story coming out of the game. He intercepted a pass, had a sack, recovered a fumble. A career day for him, unfortunately for us.
Do you think he got sick of that Josh Allen versus Josh Allen talk? I kind of wish our Josh Allen got sick of that Josh Allen versus... Yeah, that was a rough. I was going to give him 2.5 fire emojis, honestly. I was way above everyone else. I thought someone was going to give him at least 3, 3.5.
So 2.5, so it's a 10 scale then? So why don't we just do 1 through 10 if you're going to do halves?
Good point. Because this is my fire emoji rating.
Can we do it out of 100? Because I like to really dial in how...
I want to do it out of 224,000. So I would give him 112,000 on that one. Emoji rating. John, geez, John's angry after the Bills loss. No, I didn't think it was all his fault. That's the only reason I wasn't going to give him a one or a two like you guys did, because I thought he did as good as he could with what he had, and there wasn't a whole lot in his way. There was penalties on the Bills side of the ball.
I'm
nonstop.
Pretty sure I said that, and you goaded me into lowering my score.
Did you say 2.5?
I said three.
Said two. Did you say three?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you said, oh, really?
Really? Well, you just gotta stick with your conviction. I mean,
then you convinced me that I was high. Now you're coming back going, no, he was actually pretty good.
You were one half fire emoji too
it's
high.
It's really a wonder we didn't win more bets.
You know what's bad when you think your betting strategy has got to be I just need to go against everything that I thought I would bet on. Next time we'll get them. We had one luck the first time we came here. We did really well on a parlay, and I'll have to check the parlays after our recording. But I don't think we did so well on them. But we'll see. Lots of games left to be played. So let's go into our stats of the game. Stats of the game brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Start with the Bills side of the ball.
Before we get into that, though, I think it coming interesting to see from the first play of the game, Jacksonville was heated. Like, you had that whole incident with Trey White, and then that came back through and you had the counterattack. But it was very clear that they were coming out and playing rough and playing hard. So it's like they had a chip on their shoulders that they wanted to avenge or just say we beat the Bills because now the Bills are the target of the league. So to beat them is a check on your shirt of accomplishment. So I don't know. It was just interesting to see that, right off that first play of the game, you're like, oh, this isn't gonna be easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, Nick. I wonder if we get Jacksonville's best because they're playing against the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Bills are supposedly Super Bowl contenders, or is it just they didn't want to go 1-7? Like, they were just tired at home. They're like, we can beat. I mean, either way, whatever it was, it worked. But I'm just curious at what really, like you said, they came out with their hair on fire and. You got to be curious as to why. What was the motivating factor? Because we don't see them very often. It's like there's a rivalry between the Bills and the Jaguars. They're just somewhat on the schedule for us, at least.
We don't even learn their names. That's how little we respect them. Oh, wait. One's with Josh Allen. So we know that one.
I know Josh Allen. I'm very familiar with Josh Allen of the Jaguars. Are you going to say something?
I was going to say, I liked how Nick... allowed you to go through that whole intro that you did and then interrupted.
I didn't want to ruin his flow.
Stats of the game. Okay. Where did I leave off? Stats of the game brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Okay.
Don't you think there should be some, and I've long thought this.
Before you interrupt me again, go ahead.
There should be some, because a lot of human, misery might be too strong a word. A lot of human strife is caused by maybe somebody is on the phone, but you also want to talk to that person, so you start to talk. And then that person gets super pissed at you because they're trying to listen to both. Yeah. Does that ever happen? Yeah. There should be some universal, like it happens to my parents all the time. If I'm with my parents and they're talking to my brother, like my mom will be talking and then my dad, you know, my dad will be like, oh, let me talk to you. I can't hear either. There should be some universal signal, like we just saw with Nick and you, like to indicate you've got something to say.
Like raising a hand, maybe?
Maybe. Like a finger?
Like a finger?
Like some universal. John, any thoughts? Any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, the hand raising seems pretty natural. You're brought up, you know, to school to raise your hand, right, when you want to speak.
I love it, yeah.
Your parents, though, are definitely, I mean, all of our parents are definitely past the point of, like, raising their hand or any sort of, like, general common decency at that age. They're just like, hey, tell them I said, what? Tell them I said, you come in here and tell them. Okay, all right. Just calm down. I don't need to know, okay? Yeah. There should be something, some sort of.
Well, can we agree as a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. A visual would be better than like a snapping because that shows up that you can hear that in the mic. So, yeah.
You could do it by smell. I could fart, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's next level. So let's save that until the other one doesn't work.
let's try
raising visual, then maybe go to audible before we go to. All
right. We'll try the hand raising.
I feel like the snapping would be enraging.
Yeah, yeah. I'm already, my blood pressure's already just thinking of it. So, all right, stats of the game. Stats. I'm going to do stats of the game, bro. And then John's going to go, actually. Or he'll just fart so he can get his word in. All right. Josh Allen, 31 for 47, 264 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Josh Allen on the day, because I can't do that math in my head real quick, 66% completion percentage. Didn't have a terrible game. We mentioned earlier, leading rusher for the Buffalo Bills is Josh Allen, 5 carries, 50 yards.
Do you think he got away with that last, I would say fumble? The might fumble? Get some pushback from
the
other guys. It looked like a fumble. If I guess they called a whistle had blown, yeah. Progress stopped.
Is that what they called it? Because it was.
That's the only way it makes sense for them not to call it a fumble.
Because it looked like a fumble, right? Like, we can all be completely honest. It looked like a fumble to me.
It felt like they got away with
one. Well, thank God they got away with it because it ended up helping them so much. It's like, you know, that's like, as much as we want to complain, and I'm sure we'll complain a little bit about the refs in this podcast, that was one that they saved them on. And it was reviewed. The Jaguars called it timeout, so it could be reviewed. And where'd it go from there? Nowhere. So. Yeah, absolutely got lucky on that one, for sure. By the way, and what's crazy is they showed multiple replay angles of that one, but like any other time that there's a penalty or anything, like there's a questionable call against the Buffalo Bills, no replays whatsoever. It's just like, well, that's just the way it is. Okay, I guess just blindly trust that the NFL was doing their job officiating. We all know what CBS stands for. All right, Josh Allen was leading rusher for the Buffalo Bills, 5 carries, 50 yards. You don't know what it means? Oh, you guys, I've said this before on the podcast. You just didn't listen. It's can't broadcast shit. So CBS, can't broadcast. Okay. It's an acronym.
Thanks.
Devin Singletary was the next leading rusher for the Buffalo Bills. 6 carries on 16 yards, 2.7 yards per carry. Zach Moss, 3 carries, 6 yards, 2 yards per carry. Just the Bills running backs couldn't do anything today. So if we want
to. They're so well known to be doing all sorts of things. But today was today, the day they really.
They were. So we're talking about the Bills offensive line not being able to protect Josh Allen. They could not make any running lanes for their running backs whatsoever. And they only ran the ball 9 times with the running backs. So we always talk about, like, you know, the Bills should pass more. Like just throw away the running game. If it doesn't work out right, you just got to throw the ball. Well, that's what they did, and it didn't even matter. They couldn't do anything today.
Well, the play action calls from, you know, the fake handoffs that could have actually resulted in a decent, at least one run for sure, would have been a nice add to our cap there. But you know, there's a lot of those. Josh likes to keep it a lot.
He likes to keep it a lot. I think it's called a zone read. People that know this are probably banging their. Their dashboards or whatever, like, no, it's an RPO or whatever it is. Anyway, it's where he can either keep the ball or give it to the running back. And like you said, there was a fourth, was it third down or fourth down? It was like a 3rd and 2 or something. And if Josh had just given it to Zach Moss or Devin Singletary, whoever it was at the time, they would have gotten the first down. Instead, Josh kept the ball and got sacked. Immediately dropped behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, like a split second to make that decision, though. Like, that's not an easy decision.
That's what you get paid the big bucks for.
I'm not saying it's an easy decision. It was just the wrong decision.
Most of the time he gets it right.
Yes. He usually does. Yeah. This was one of those games that you couldn't get it wrong. You know, we talk about red zone efficiency and all that stuff. It's like, it didn't matter. The Bills had 35 points or 42 points or whatever. On a game like this, man, red zone efficiency matters so much more. So much more. The little mistakes matter so much more. Leading receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Stephon Diggs, 6 receptions on 8 targets for 85 yards. Man, it did not feel like Stephon Diggs was leading receiver for the Buffalo Bills, did it?
No.
No, he completed a pass to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 different or 7 different receivers. Emmanuel Sanders, the next leading receiver, 4 receptions on 8 targets for 65 yards. Devin Singletary was the next leading receiver, 7 receptions on 8 targets for 43 yards. Bills trying to get the running backs involved. Now, we mentioned, Mike mentioned 3 turnovers for Josh Allen. We mentioned 2 interceptions. He did have a fumble for a loss. Tommy Sweeney had a fumble. Luckily, that ball went out of bounds. And, on the defensive side of the ball, we have Tre'Davious White with half a sack today. Mario Addison with a sack. A.J. Epenesa with half a sack. So we had no INTs on the defensive side of the ball. Bill's just not turning the ball over a lot in this game on the defensive side of the ball. Let's go over to the Jaguars side of the ball. Trevor Lawrence, rookie Trevor Lawrence, 15 for 26 for 118 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He went out with that injury right before half, and then he came back out before half? Yeah, before halftime and was there. So then Carlos Hyde is leading rusher for the Jacksonville Jaguars, 21 carries for 67 yards, no touchdowns. There were no touchdowns scored today. Dan Arnold, tight end Dan Arnold, was leading receiver for the Jaguars, 4 receptions on 7 targets for 60 yards, and that's all she wrote there. So let's see if there's A.J. Epenesa. Tallied his first sack of the year today, which I thought I could have sworn he had one earlier against the Dolphins, but I guess Tua got it out earlier this year. So, lots of injuries. Zach Moss had an injury today. Jaquan Johnson had an injury, didn't come back. Taron Johnson got an injury, a head injury, didn't come back. It's a rough game for the Bills injury-wise today. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. After we come back, we're going to do our Sweet Sassy Molassy Plays of the Game and our Wall of Famers and Wall of Shamers, so stick around.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, welcome back to Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. This is our recap edition. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And let's talk about our Sweet Sassy Molassy Plays of the Game. Sweet Sassy Molassy Plays of the Game brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Let's start with Nick. Do you want to go first again, man? No?
Okay. No, but okay. I will.
No, I'll have John go.
I've committed now in my head that I feel like that that first field goal that Tyler Bass made. I really thought that was a nice play.
Let's see. Which field goal was that? His 24-yard field goal? or his 41 yard. That was the first one. Was a 24 yard.
Yeah, field. I like the really short one.
He did amazing. That was a great
good
job.
Form, right down the middle.
Kick some ass, T-Bass.
Put some points on the board. I mean, I think that's that was a high point for the game.
That was when you still had hope that the Bills were definitely going to win. 3-3. Okay.
Yeah, we've seen that show before.
2 for 2. I forgot to mention Tyler Bass, 2 for 2 for day. Today won a 24-yarder, a 41-yarder. Sweet Sassy Molassy play the game. Nick has the first of two Tyler Bass field goals. I'll go Mike next. Mike, what did you have as your Sweet Sassy Molassy play of the game?
I'm looking for suggestions. I'd like it to be a scoring play, and that would leave it to – I can't think of anything of note on defense. Mm-hmm. I'll go with the second field goal.
I have a couple that I might go into. John, maybe you give one, and then Mike can decide out of the three of us.
Like the one – we were all – it seemed all excited when is the Jags kicker named Wright? When Wright missed the third, like that to me was one of the high points. Like, oh, he's going to make the second. He'll make the first one. No, he missed it. Oh, the second one. Oh, he missed it. And the third one. Like, yes, it's meant to be. So, like, emotionally, I guess it wasn't like the Bills did anything.
Well, they wouldn't have gotten three chances with all the penalties. So the Bills did something on that end.
Right. it felt like a high point to me. I felt like they were going to win, so I'll say the third miss.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was one of the ones I was going to choose. The third miss. All three of the misses were pretty good, in my opinion, but you're like, he's not going to miss it for a third time. There was a penalty back and forth, or it's just like, it was as if the Bills were just trying to shoot themselves in the foot at some point, you know? Like, they missed, the Jaguars missed the first field goal, and that it was a Buffalo Bills penalty, right? Is that what it was, or something? Or it was a Jags penalty, and then it was a Bills penalty, and then there was a third one he just missed right outright.
And then after he missed that third time, Mike jumps out of his chair and says, "So it is written."
We were talking, you and me, Nick, we're like, why doesn't he start trying to aim right a little bit?
He got further and further left.
He loved the left side of the goalpost. John, what about your Sweet Sassy Molassy play of the game? It's nice having four Sweet Sassy Molassy plays of the game. This is done. It's different.
Well, I hate to...
You can reuse one?
Crush your soul on this, but it is possible to have a game in which there were no plays that were Sweet Sassy Molassy in nature.
Okay.
Only if you're a quitter.
Did you feel like this is one of those games?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, and maybe you don't agree with Mike's or Nick's or mine, but I thought the Levi Wallace fumble recovery in the second quarter was a big play. The Bills or the Jaguars were marching down the field. They just had a 15-yard penalty against Tremaine Edmonds for roughing the passer. They were down to the Buffalo 20-yard line, and then Carlos Hyde went up the middle. Jerry Hughes caused a fumble, and it's recovered by Levi Wallace at the Bills 20. I mean, that could have been a potentially game-changing recovery if the Bills had ended up winning, which –
Bro, do you even recency bias? Like, that was the second quarter?
This is the second. It was a big play. It stopped them from scoring. Could have been 12-6, and it wasn't. It was 9-6. So hey, at least I gave one. It's not like cop out John over here. It's like.
Cop out? Like, Nick and Mike are picking field goals.
I stand by.
Did you say I stand by mine?
Yeah.
The first field goal.
Yeah.
The most important one. To put them on the board.
Broke the seal. And then sealed it back up again. The second one sealed it back up again. There being the worst field goal.
It opened the floodgate for scoring and it shut them right back down. Oh, man. Good point. All right. So those were the Sweet Sassy Molassy plays of the game brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Let's go into our Wall of Famers and Wall of Shamers. Brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Let's start off with the Wall of Fame in today's game. John, I'll start with you. Do you have?
Tyler Bass.
Tyler Bass. I like it. See, you didn't have a problem with that one. See, there's still some good, even though the Bills lost. Tyler Bass, Wall of Fame on that one. One of the most underrated players on the Buffalo Bills roster, in my opinion. Mike, do you have
same?
Tyler Bass is your Wall of Famer. Yeah, it's hard to find someone on offense or defense, isn't it? And you're not going to pick the punter because obvious reasons. Nick?
I'm going to go with a literal wall of TVs at the DraftBook Kings sportsbook.
It's a DraftKings sportsbook at DeLaga. It's okay. I've said this a million times. Don't beat yourself up.
It was an amazing wall of televisions that only gave me an epileptic seizure twice.
Dude, that is like there's a lot going on. And what's crazy is like what's awesome is they have the red zone channel on one and the huge TV on the left. So you're kind of like looking at that when you're not looking at the Bills game. And yeah, there's a lot of things. You never are just bored if you come here.
It takes a lot of concentration to focus on the one game and then realize that it's happening 3 seconds earlier on the other screen.
There was a point where I was watching the one screen. I was like, yes. And you guys are like, what? The ball just snapped. Ball hasn't even snapped yet. It was that like, shift. They recovered it.
It was that shift in the line that really, really got you going.
Definitely, if you're going to place bets here at the DraftKings Sportsbook, make sure it's before 12:50 because we made the mistake of being like, oh, there's nobody in line. We can do it at 12:50. People aren't quick bettors necessarily all the time, and we found out. So make your bets as soon as you can. Wall of Fame, we got Bass, and the amount of TVs at the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago Lounge.
Wall of TVs.
The Wall of TVs.
It's just a Wall of Fame.
Wall of Fame. Oh, yes. I got to go with Tyler Bass again. Just the only one that contributed today. It's not going to be as sexy as the Wall of Shame because that's going to be a fun thing to just talk about. But let's just go into our Wall of Shame in today's game. And I'm just going to start off with this one. I'm just going to say that this offensive line is just – it went from being like, okay, last year was maybe at some points above average, but mostly okay. And this year it's definitely plummeted, going from okay to atrocious at some point. Just trying to protect Josh Allen, trying to create running lanes for running backs. It's just, you know what? Here's a visual for you. Whenever Josh Allen drops back to pass, do you guys remember in Game of Thrones when Jon Snow is just standing there and he's looking at the hordes of like horsemen and he just like gets out his sword and he's just like, yep. He's like, and then, you know, the rest is the show. But that's how I feel like whenever Josh Allen drops back to pass is it's like there's always one free rusher. And if not, he only has like a second and a half to throw the ball. And I'm not sure if it's a matter of Dable being able to dial up some plays where he should be able to find receivers more quickly, or it's just Josh isn't looking for them, or all three. But the turnstile offensive line is just so bothersome. It was bad last week against the Dolphins, but Josh Allen was able to overcome that. This week he was not. And again, the offensive line is just... it's just disappointing, and it's not going to get better because the trade deadline is gone, and if the Bills make the postseason, which we all think they will, and if they play against a team with a great defensive line, I mean, or a great scheme, the Bills will be bounced out in the first round. So I hate to think that far ahead, but I don't see it getting much better. So on that note, John, who do you have as your Wall of Shame in today's loss?
Offensive line.
Offensive line, yep.
I think you got it covered.
On that 5-minute discussion, Nick, I'll go with you. Same.
Yeah, I'll dogpile onto the offensive line. It was interesting because a couple of weeks ago, you're looking at the offensive line with Spencer Brown and Feliciano were in the mix, and they looked so much better. So is it just the injuries that we have to overcome and get those guys back in the lineup, or is it just a lost cause?
Yeah. Hopefully that's what it is. They need to come back. Spencer Brown needs to come back. Daryl Williams needs to kick inside because of how awful he was at tackle today. Mike, offensive line.
I think I'm going to go Brian Dable. No apparent halftime adjustments, right? They seemingly only run when everyone knows they're going to run. Yeah. And given the problem with the offensive line, I didn't see any attempt to do quick passes. Right, it was like hike the ball to Allen, hope for him to dodge one or two pass rushers while things develop downfield.
Yeah,
just did not seem like a recipe for success. And it kind of makes you wonder, at the end of last season, like, Dable was a leading contender for a bunch of jobs, we were told. And it just seems, I don't know if that'll be the case if present.
I guess we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Here we go. I mean, darn it. Like, I was kind of hoping.
So it just seems like a stark contrast from end of last year to today.
There's no way. I mean, this is just a talking point, but there's no way that the Bills fire Brian Dable after this season, right? Like, there's no way. If the Bills end up getting bounced out of the playoffs or whatever, and it's because the defense puts up a six-point game against another team, like, there's no way that they get rid of Brian Dable, right? Like, he's a staple. He's here as long as the Bills have Josh Allen, right? I mean, there's no way they fire him.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean,
not this year.
They all love him. All the players love him.
Not this year. Even if you get like another the rest of the season where it's like they're winning 17-14, or when they are winning, or they're losing, and it's because it's. I mean, we could easily say that So the Steelers and the Jaguars game, they were both lost because of the offense. The offense was what was holding those teams back. The team back in those two games. The Titans, it was the defense. The defense couldn't stop Derrick Henry. They scored 34 points. That was not the case today. That wasn't the case against the Steelers. If we end up and the Bills go, you know, let's say 12-5, and you look at the games, and four out of those five games, and the reason why the Bills lost is because of the offense. I mean, you don't necessarily fire Brian Dable, but you start to think, hey, like, could we do better? Are we holding back Josh Allen? Or is it really truly the offensive line's fault? I mean, maybe there's no scheme or play calling that can help this offensive line when you have a good defensive pass rush. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. If anything, probably won't do anything at the end of the season. I think he's here as long as he wants to be here. But, you know, they fire coaches like three or four seasons after they won a Super Bowl. So
maybe the Bills in the draft, right? It's just offensive lineman after offensive lineman like they did
with the defense. Line this year. Yeah. That's what they should do with the first three picks. Offensive lineman, guard, center, tackle, boom. Whatever, two guards, one center.
Only 172 days until the draft.
Thank you for that, John. All right, we'll go into some of our tweets.
Is that accurate?
Yep. Did you just do that math on purpose?
I was planning on saying that at some point.
That's good. The Bills are 5-3. We're already thinking about the draft. It's that time. After a big loss. Mike, is it time for the Farmer in the Parable? It's not. It's not, right?
I don't think so.
They lose one next week and then we'll break it out.
With the moral just being, you never know, right? Like,
I want to say you broke it out after the Cardinals game last year?
The Titans game.
It was the Titans game. No. It was the Titans game you broke it out. And you said, oh, maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's... And then the Bills only lost one more game the rest of the season. So that Titans game ended up being, well, it was a good thing that they lost that one, maybe in retrospect.
Maybe it is a wake-up call, right?
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Maybe it's just a big coincidence.
So it is written.
AJ Tharp writes in, he says, Wall of Shame, that O-line headlined by Cody Ford. Is he getting worse? I think he's getting worse, he writes. He asked his question, and he answered it. Wall of Fame, the refs, they kept me on my toes all game. Was the penalty on the offense or the defense? Was a player on the field? Trubisky had a flag. Trubisky, someone had a flag. That's funny. Trubisky was obviously inactive for today's game with COVID.
He caught COVID?
I don't know if it was COVID or if he was just...
Tired?
Within close contact. It just... Did you have a virus or were you just, you know, a little sleepy? I think it was.
That should be a record, though, that he got called for a penalty and he wasn't even.
That was number 10 on the Bills offense. Viva Los Bills writes in, that wall of shame, that stupid referee who was laughing while calling all those Bills penalties. I wanted to punch his face on my TV screen. Also, the offensive line, for sure. Did you guys see that? I kind of missed that. The guy laughing the whole time.
I don't think I saw that. I do want to say, though, since they changed the pay scheme for the refs of getting paid per flag, I really feel like the flags have really skyrocketed.
Did they really do that? Or are you just joking?
Just joking.
Okay. Jeez. I'm like, oh my God, I've missed that story. How was that not the biggest story?
It really set you back for a second.
Well, that straight face, too. You were just like, yeah, you don't know. You could have totally had me the entire podcast. I'd be like, oh, I didn't read that article. Wall of Fame, he writes, big shout out to our whole defense. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Christy McComber writes, Wall of Shame, Peyton and Eli. Peyton and Eli bringing up the Manning cast curse? Is that what it's called, John?
Yes.
Okay. She also writes the O-line again. Josh Allen, sad emoji. Dable, Cody Ford. And Wall of Fame, Josh Allen, oops, wrong team. I guess Diggs and McKenzie if I have to pick. And Bills Mafia, looked like a game in OP. Looked like a game in OP. Definitely not a team that looks like a contender and makes me sad. Go Bills.
Orchard Park.
Oh, yeah.
Overt pain.
All those things. Charles Cancilla writes, Wall of Shame, Bills O-line. Wall of Fame, Tyler Bass, only players to score points. Allen gets zero fire emojis. Oh, Charles. Zero fire emojis. He played very poor. The terrible O-line contributed to that a lot. Wow, Charles. Charles, straight fire with the no fire on that one.
Yes.
I think he gets at least one. Okay, I'll say one. He wasn't, like, to Mike's point, I think he said this was one of his worst games as a professional, but I don't know if I put it all on him. I think we really need to watch rookie Josh Allen, though, to appreciate how good even a bad game from Josh Allen in 2021 is. Private Joker 2003 writes, Wall of Shame, the offensive line has been bad all year and shows its true colors whenever Allen isn't stellar. Wow, good point. Good point. And I say that because that was a point I was trying to make earlier. Wall of Fame, the defense continues to play Super Bowl caliber football. And he writes, through eight games, this team looks like a pretender. No victories against good teams and occasional lapses. This is an amazing tweet because I don't know how you guys feel about the confidence of this team. But when he says this team looks like a pretender, I can't really disagree with him at all. I felt more confident about the Buffalo Bills through eight games last season, even if they were 5-2 or 5-3 or 6-2 than I do with this team. I mean, are you guys, if you want to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs season collapsing, this just feels like a light collapse. And I know the Bills are number one in, you know, offense and defense, whatever. But the eye test just doesn't look great. Are you guys, I mean, besides today even, how do you guys feel about that? And do you think he has a point there?
After today, I don't think you can look at the Bills' schedule and say any game is a guaranteed win. Jets, Falcons, I mean, this is a soft spot, right? Miami.
It was supposed to be.
And then today, Jacksonville and the Jets next week. Like, we all had them going 3-0 for those three games, and now it does make you question. It's just one game. I think they're still a great team. They'll bounce back, but I don't have the confidence I once did at 1 o'clock today.
The strange thing is, this is largely the same team as it was last season. They didn't really lose anybody. They have both coordinators. They have almost all the starters are back. And then they added, right, with the draft and everything. So it's hard to wrap your mind around, having some sort of fall off compared to last year.
And if that's the case and there is fall off, did everyone just get better and the Bills stay the same? Or are the Bills getting figured out, especially on offense?
Right.
Which is possible.
Like I said earlier on, I think part of it is that.
On in the podcast or earlier on to us?
Both. I think I think over the years, you know, the Bills essentially built a team to play Kansas City. And the whole league is building teams to play Kansas City because the Patrick Mahomes. And I think Josh Allen is, you know, very similar in the regard. You've got Lamar Jackson. You've got Kyler Murray. You have these quarterbacks that can beat you by themselves. So I think the whole league has taken notice that there's ways of beating these guys. And clearly some of these teams have figured out how to do that for the Bills specifically and even the Kansas City specifically because they're not doing well either. So I think it is indicative of the rest of the league catching up a little bit.
Which doesn't bode well for us. Which doesn't. Everyone else is getting ahead, and we still haven't necessarily... So, like, we got ahead of the Chiefs. That's all well and good, but we still haven't figured out how to beat the Titans, how to beat, you know, other teams with great defensive lines like the Steelers. I mean, wow, we're figuring it all out. M writes in, she says, Wall of Fame, really struggling to find anyone. I don't think anyone besides Tyler Big Ball Bass... Wall of Shame, the tears streaming down my face at the utter disappointment at this entire team, from coaching to the equipment managers. Complete loss for words. That's sad. I'm almost crying tonight.
Burn on the equipment managers. Ouch.
Equipment managers listening to this like, hey, I brought all the shoulder pads in. Wasn't my fault. I like if you have a really good handle like this next, guys, I'll almost always read it, even if the tweet's not that good. But usually the tweets are pretty good and the handle is excellent. The future Mr. Jennifer Garner writes in, Wall of Fame, the defensive line and special teams. Wall of Shame, the offensive line coach should be fired before they get on the plane. Allen has to play smarter and not make stupid turnovers. Play calling is garbage. Pretty much everything regarding this offense was trash today. Now, the only reason I'm going to give Allen a pass in some of this is because he had to do everything. I know he's not supposed to make stupid turnovers, and I completely get that. And he shouldn't have. But at the same time, he felt like he had to do everything because, listen, I still have the stats pulled up. Hold on. These are the amount of yards that didn't include Josh Allen today. Okay, are you ready? 21 yards. 21 yards today after almost 330. That's all that were relied on by anyone that wasn't Josh Allen. So as much as I want to say Josh Allen shouldn't make stupid... The team should show up around him enough that he shouldn't have to feel like he has to play hero ball. You know, in his second season or first season, whatever it was, that was just the way he played, no matter what, whether they were winning or losing. This game, if Josh Allen wasn't going to make something happen, nothing was going to happen. Like, the Bills were 100% going to lose if he just tried to play normal and didn't try to put the team on his back. And what he did was the only way that they were going to win, and they didn't. But I don't put that on him.
Yeah, he actually had to play hero ball this game. And even when he had time, the receivers weren't getting open either. So it's, you know, it really is the whole offense. Mm-hmm.
And he also made a few good plays, too, doing that. And, you know, those kind of get overshadowed because the drives couldn't get sustained. And, yeah. OBD writes, Wall of Shame, small balls, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll, the entire O-line, and the junior varsity running backs room. Wall of Fame, the entire defense. Wow.
It's interesting how many times balls gets mentioned in these. You had Big Balls Bass, which seems like it'd be harder to kick that way, but small balls Bean. I don't approve. Hey,
no, lots of balls being thrown around here today.
That's what she balls said.
Balls references from the ladies, from the guys. Big balls, small balls, medium balls. How many balls are too many balls? Like, yeah, I feel like this is a Dr. Seuss book. Yeah. Well, you're right. Coach Toddzilla Baranek Sr. writes, Wall of Shame, the offense. Josh Allen, the O-line, and special teams penalties. There were a lot of special teams penalties. Wall of Fame, the defense didn't allow a touchdown. The Gettysburg, Gettysburg, we didn't do those. Gettysburg, he writes, Josh Allen, INT on Josh Allen. Yeah, that was definitely a, who was the Mike, you're our resident American history. Who was the general of in the Battle of Gettysburg? Was it General Sherman or something like that? General Sherman defeats General Sherman in the Battle of Gettysburg. Like, that's the essential. That's what it could. Anyway, sweet sassy molassy play of the game. Nothing. They did nothing all game.
He clearly didn't see that field goal.
Thank you. Vindication on saying nothing. Thank you very much.
He didn't see the field goal or the Levi Wallace fumble recovery or whatever Mike said. But he does agree with Josh. John. One of your six burner accounts, I think you said, that you have. Coach Todd. That's a good burner account name for you. I would have never thought Coach Todd would be John. Man, the picture. You got a good picture, too. Wherever you stole that picture from, definitely not you. See? It's Coach Todd. Looks nothing like John.
Jacked.
Former varsity defensive coordinator and throws coach at Colony Heights. Wow. Dude, you got a good backstory, too. You didn't. Jeez. I figure if John did a burner account, it'd just be like, go Bills. Like, that would be it. And here it's like, it's really specific.
It would probably be not John.
Not John from CTW. Jason Statham writes, I love how Jason Statham is a part of the program. We're a big fan of your work, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Wall of Fame. Poyer tackles hard every game. Also, Diggs did what he could in the second half. Wall of Shame, everything else. The refs, the O-line, the refs, Dable, the refs, Cody Ford, the refs, CBS, and the refs. Just a nightmare game to watch. Just had some friendly folks over here at the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago stop by. Just saying hi as they're walking through. Very nice group. Very friendly crowd. Shout out to Addie and Joe for helping us out today and setting everything up and having us come visit. This was a very fun time. So now this is interesting. This isn't a Wall of Fame, Wall of Shame. This is just a tweet under the Wall of Fame and Wall of Shame section, which maybe Keith didn't know, but he's learning. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He says, we are a good team, sometimes a very good team, but we are not yet a great team. Today was a huge reality check. How we come out and play next week on the back of this very poor result will tell us an awful lot about our team. No doubt this is a setback, but we still lead our division. Oh. I feel like that's a good tweet to end this on.
The only saving grace that I have in my mind right now is the fact that the Jets are terrible, and the only real thing we have to worry about is the Patriots.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my concern because, you know, overall the season I feel like we'll be okay just so long as some weird stuff doesn't happen in the division.
But what's funny is we mentioned this on the way here. The Jets beat, like, their two wins were against, like, the Titans and the Bengals. Those aren't terrible teams. They're not amazing teams, but they're, you know, they're decent teams. Like, there's a chance that the Jets could possibly pull one off on the Buffalo Bills. I mean, would you completely write it off?
I don't completely write it off, but I think it's I think the Bills go into the divisional games with a little bit different. I think all divisional teams usually go into those types of games with a little more intensity, and that's why a lot of times, no matter if it is a terrible team you're playing, they sometimes play better because it is, you know, those rivalries. So I think it's something that we have to watch. I mean, it's concerning, but I am more concerned about the Patriots because they're not looking awful.
My money's on the Jets next week.
Wow, really? Well, this was supposed to be the cake game out of the three-game stretch, right? Between the Dolphins, the Jaguars, and the Jets. I would have thought the Jaguars would be the easiest to beat, wouldn't you? I mean, I just was thinking that out loud, but obviously not today. And they'll probably do okay against the Jets, but John's not buying it. Mike, we'll see. Do you feel confident about the game against the Jets? Because I don't feel terrible about it, but I feel a lot less confident than I did. I was just hoping, I was talking with you guys, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter, be like, I don't care if they win 9-6. I don't care. I just want them to win. I don't care how they come out of this. You know, I'll feel a little bit less happy about the game, but if you still come out with a W, it's still, you know, they just couldn't figure it out in the last last series of the game, which normally Josh Allen, king of the fourth, man, that's when he comes alive, and he did not.
I think the biggest concern is the injuries. You know, what are the injuries going to do for, you know, how does that affect next week, and how does that affect things going forward? And you know, hopefully they can get healthy quick and get back on track.
Yeah, hopefully we can get all the guys back that we lost this week, and then possibly, thank God Trey White came back, but, like, I mean, there was just a lot of injuries. You're talking Dawson Knox was out too. We had so many responses for the Wall of Fames and Wall of Shames. Thank you guys all so much for joining in, and can definitely tell a lot of you put in some a lot of effort. I'll read a couple more real quick before we end the segment. Steph writes in, she says, Wall of Shame, nearly the entire Bills team because it was a 360 failure in all three phases. Bad game plan, terrible officiating. Wall of Fame, Tyler Bass. I'd add Josh Allen, but I wouldn't mean the one wearing the Bills logo. Oh, snap, Steph. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, all right. She's bringing the heat. Jeez. Five fire emojis for Steph. Holding out hope for the rest of the season, but this one was tough and discouraging. Absolutely. Yeesh. All right, we'll end it with Mike Graham. Mike writes, Wall of Shame, Bean for being blind as these fucking refs and not seeing that our O-line can't block a napkin. Wall of Fame, our defense only allowing 9 points, even though our O-line kept causing us to lose the damn ball. Protect our franchise quarterback. Didn't think it was that hard to figure out. One more thing, he writes, our offensive line is a joke. Hold tryouts tomorrow. And I think with that, we'll end our Wall of Famers and Wall of Shamers segment brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. This is just a rough game. It sucked. I mean, even good teams, even the Patriots in their Super Bowl runs would lose to bad teams. It's just the way it works. I don't know how much we really get hung up on this. This doesn't feel like a Patriots team from the Super Bowl era, but, you know, not saying it's going to. I mean, is there anything else that you guys want to add to this segment? Mike, do you have a joke of the game, or we're not doing that tonight? It's okay. Is there anything else you guys want to add as far as this game script, the way that things ended, the way that you view the rest of the season, or anything like that?
I would say moving forward, it's nice they have a lower tier team next week, so hopefully we can get back on track. After today, taking into account the loss, they still have a 90% chance to make the playoffs, a 77% chance to win the division, and a 9% chance to win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, take that in the beginning of the season?
I like the 51% chance of winning the Super Bowl. That's my favorite. Is that just to go to the Super Bowl, or you said win it?
That was to win.
To win. Okay. Is there odds for, like, the first overall seed in the AFC? Because that's what I would feel much better with that. What about you guys? Because I know that that's where you get the bye is just, I mean, it's huge.
I would say in the words of Han Solo, never tell me the odds.
Mm.
Because as we've proven with our bets today across the NFL, the odds were not in our favor, and we clearly don't know how to read them.
You think we cashed out on one of those tickets? I don't think we did. One of those, hopefully one. Maybe two. No, maybe one. Maybe zero.
Why did we keep doubling down on the Bills?
14.5 points seemed low at the time.
And then seven. And seven. Then three.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you can look at live, like, in-game betting, like, during the game. Because
for people who totally don't have a problem with betting.
You could put in, like, infinite amounts of bets during the course of a game with completely different odds, and then just go from there.
Did you figure out how to use your credit card to fund all those bets?
Oh, no.
It's the only thing saving you today.
I'd be like, oh, excuse me, guys, I gotta use the bathroom. I haven't seen Nate for like 45 minutes. I wonder where he went. All right. So, no, this was a lot of fun. Thanks to you guys for coming out and doing this with us. First time ever CTW has had four people on a podcast. And it went a lot better than I thought it would be. Nobody was talking over each other. This was nice. I knew exactly who was. This was fun. This was fun. Thank you guys for doing this. Thank you to the nice folks over here at the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago for hosting us, for having us here, and giving us the 5-star treatment. We really appreciate that. So this was fun. Obviously not as fun as it would have been had the Bills actually freaking won, but it's okay. We'll do with what we can. And we'll hope for next week that by the end of that, we're talking about a Bills victory. So signing off, Nick, I'll start with you. Do you know our signature sign off?
Go Bills.
Go Bills. For John?
Maybe next year, I guess.
For Mike?
I had fun. We'll have fun again next week, can't we?
Yep. And for me, Nate, go Bills. We'll talk to you guys again next week. Hopefully we're talking victory over the Jets. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Buffalo, stand up. It's the mafia. It's a Bill City. Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City. Yo. It's a Bill City. Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City. Yo. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. Yeah. Ike McKenzie on a jet sweep, maybe it's a fake. Honestly, it's a TD either way. When you got Diggs and Bees and Gabe Davis, three-headed Singletary, Moss, Breda. Who gon' stop us? We the greatest. Forget Mahomes, forget Kelsey, forget Hill. Come and replay us, cause we ready. Sebastian like Boogie, yeah, we ready. Moving for Cody Ford. Ready, kick they bucket like Ike, yeah we ready. Dawson Knox with a spike, are you ready? Season tickets, I'm hype up the team ready. Buffalo, this is our team forever. Forever. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. It's a Bill City. A Buffalo Bill City. It's a Bill City.
It's a Bill City.
Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City.
Buffalo Bill City.
Yeah. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. It's a Bill City.
It's a Bill City.
Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City.
Buffalo Bill City.
Yeah.
What?
It's a Bill City.
It's a Bill City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Buffalo Bill City.
A Buffalo Bill City.
Yeah. Yeah. Taron Johnson with a pick six. It's just too easy. Don't pass it to Trey Wade. Please believe me, we got high right behind him in Poyer Free. Please don't run up the middle unless you want to meet a star. Greg Russo will show you what he's about. Trey Edmonds and Matt Milano can't get around him. Our team is grounded. Oh, yeah. Sebastian like Boogie, yeah, we ready. Moving for Cody Ford. We ready. Kick they bucket like Ike. Yeah, we ready. Dawson Knox with a spike. Are you ready? Season tickets, I'm hype up the team ready. Buffalo, this is our team forever. Forever. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. It's a Bill City.
Yeah.
A Buffalo Bill City.
Thank you for listening to the Circling the Wagons podcast. Download and subscribe to us in your favorite podcast service. Email us at ctwpod@gmail.com. That's Charlie Tango Whiskey Pod at gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ctwpod. And most importantly, go Bills!
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, mate.